Now back to our main story today, Iran and the targeted killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. President Trump has vowed to target Iranian cultural sites, that is, if Iran retaliates. Trump tweeted that the U.S. would hit 52 sites, one for each hostage taken in 1979 in Tehran. And the president said the strikes would be very fast and very hard. There was an instant backlash worldwide because bombing cultural sites could constitute a war crime. Ona Hathaway is a professor of international law at Yale. Would striking cultural sites, in fact, be illegal?
Yes, it's very clearly illegal under a number of international laws. The 1907 Hague Convention prohibits hitting cultural sites, as does the 1954 Hague Convention on Cultural Property, which the U.S. has also ratified.
And in your opinion, why is it important to protect cultural sites?
Well, it's the heritage of all of mankind. These are not just the possession of the countries that they happen to be in, but they're important to all of us. These important cultural sites matter in terms of our defining our own humanity.
So President Trump over the weekend said Iran is, quote, allowed to kill our people and we're not allowed to touch their cultural sites. I mean, he was essentially questioning the very premise of this protection. I'm wondering, though, is there a point to be made that humans are more precious than buildings?
There's no doubt that humans are more precious than buildings, but this is not a case of our making a choice between the two. What he's suggesting is that if they break the rules, then we can break the rules as well. But that's not how international humanitarian law works. These rules are in place to ensure the safety of civilians and of our cultural heritage. And the mere fact that Iran may have acted in violation of international law doesn't mean that we can or should go bombing a set of important cultural sites in Iran.
If the U.S. were to follow through on this threat, what would be the ramifications? Could Trump be tried at The Hague or somewhere else?
It does appear that if he were to carry this out, not only he, but those who participate in the operation would almost certainly be guilty of a war crime. Under U.S. law, in fact, it would be possible to prosecute him and anyone who participates in U.S. court. There could potentially be international war crimes prosecution as well, although where that would take place is a little more difficult because the U.S. is not party to the International Criminal Court.
Would that, in your view, realistically ever happen?
I think that it's not unbelievable to imagine that there could be prosecutions of those in the U.S. government if they knowingly participate and intentionally participate in intentional violations of the Hague Convention. Whether that prosecution would happen at the president, hard to say, but there's no reason that he should be above the law.
If Trump ordered the strike, could the military refuse to carry out the order, knowing that maybe they'd be guilty of war crimes if they followed through?
Puts them in a terrible position. There are two things to be said here. On the one hand, if someone is prosecuted for a war crime, it's not a defense to say I was ordered to do it. On the other hand, to refuse an order also puts someone in a position of potentially being court-martialed. And so it puts individual members of the military in a really terrible position. So I hope we don't get there, but if we do, many are sending the message to members of the U.S. military and those who would play a role in carrying out this attack that if they do so, they are potentially subject to war crimes prosecution and that they should refuse the order, even though that might bring with it some consequences.
Ona Hathaway, professor of international law at Yale University. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.